culture.
Secrecy in the art market. Painted into a corner. A riveting trial pitted Sotheby's against a Russian billionaire.
The horror of it dawned on Dmitry Ribolovlev in Paradise of All Places. Conversation turned to a painting by Amadeo Modigliani, an Italian artist that the Russian billionaire had bought several years before in a private sale. At the table happened to be an art advisor for the previous owner, who revealed Mr. Ribolovlev paid around $25 million more than what the seller had made. It turned out that a Swiss middleman named Yves Bouvier, whom Mr. Ribolovlev thought was acting as his advisor, pocketed the difference, plus an agreed-upon commission. The staggering markup fit a pattern. Over 38 sales, Mr. Bouvier allegedly made more than $1 billion. On many occasions, Mr. Ribolovlev says he was told falsely that Mr. Bouvier was haggling with the sellers to get better prices, only to inflate them. Cue a nearly decade-long legal battle in Hong Kong, Monaco, Singapore, Switzerland, and now America. On January 30th, the art-filled drama concluded in a courtroom in Manhattan with a disappointing result for Mr. Ribolovlev. The trial concerned whether Sotheby's, an auction house, aided and abetted Mr. Bouvier's alleged fraud. A jury found it did not. Mr. Bouvier was not a defendant. He and Mr. Ribolovlev settled their dispute confidentially in Switzerland last December. Mr. Bouvier denied wrongdoing and said that he acted not as an advisor, but as a dealer who is entitled to markups. He bought trophy paintings in private sales at Sotheby's, then flipped them to Mr. Ribolovlev. The trial centred on pricey works by Leonardo da Vinci, Gustav Klimt, René Magritte and Modigliani. Mr. Ribolovlev alleged that Sotheby's helped Mr. Bouvier justify markups by providing inflated appraisals in a bid to keep Mr. Bouvier's business, which Sotheby's denied. The case was challenging to win. Proving fraud requires showing intent. The evidence presented at trial was circumstantial. The saga's main player, Mr. Bouvier, never testified. That the alleged swindle took place on a yacht and in a penthouse apartment along Manhattan's Billionaires Row near Central Park probably did not elicit much sympathy from the jury. Another wrinkle in Mr. Ribolovlev's case was the fact that he actually made out extremely well in at least one instance. In 2013, he bought Salvator Mundi, a painting by Da Vinci, from Mr. Bouvier for $128 million. Mr. Bouvier charged a 54% markup and congratulated him on a great deal for this unique masterpiece. That was shifty, but 4 years later, Mr. Ribolovlev sold Salvator Mundi for $450 million, a record for any artwork and more than triple what he paid. After the verdict, Mr. Ribolovlev's lawyers said that the case shone a light on the lack of transparency that plagues the art market. But secrecy made it difficult to win. Private sales, both through auction houses and art dealers, are notoriously opaque. Much like the derivatives market on Wall Street, which was revealed after the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009 to take advantage of dumb money pension funds, middlemen can manipulate prices for art. This trial highlighted the shamelessness of profit-hungry players. But there is more that Mr. Ribolovlev should have done to protect his interests. For example, he never delineated in writing the nature of his relationship with Mr. Bouvier. Was he a dealer or an agent with a fiduciary duty? Lawyers for Sotheby's hammered Mr. Ribolovlev on why, as a shrewd businessman, he failed to draw up contracts or request invoices straight from the auction house. At the outset, this could have cleared up the disagreement or at least mitigated the fallout, says Judd Grossman, an art lawyer. To Mr. Grossman, this lesson recalls another art world dispute decided in New York in 2010. That case also involved an agreement never put into writing between a miffed collector and David Zwirner, a blue chip dealer. Some in the art world desire a market that is neither open nor honest, wrote the judge in his ruling. Collectors, he added, in this seemingly refined bazaar, should heed the admonition, caveat emptor.